Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in again this morning, 7:30. This is What's Your Ruth? I Love Mornings, 10/8/2013. You're there and everywhere. Lunatic fringe, things you don't want to talk about, least of all, no. I'd say probably a lot of that stuff in the Bible. There's a lot of stuff in there nobody wants to know about. It's just too fabulous. It's too, let's just face it, it's thinking outside the box. When I try to talk to intellectuals, their science prevents them from even letting the innermost intrinsic parts of their heart suggest that there might be something supernatural that they just can't exactly put their finger on. And you know, people like that, and strong-willed, defiant, stiff-necked people, hearers not of the truth of the Word of God, but ones who defy, are defiant, are always leading themselves to a place where they shouldn't be. They will begin to multiply and multiply and multiply, thus saith the Lord. Because don't you know the love of many will wax cold. And there will be little love for the brethren. And what will happen is that there will be few and few and fewer and fewer people on the earth that turn to God. And the prayers of the saints is what defers the terrible day. And the fewer and fewer and fewer as we go along, that great and terrible day gets closer, because it said, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the end of heaven to the four ends of the earth. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and then they shall be cast into the furnace in the lake of fire, where wailing and gnashing of teeth exist. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather those of his kingdom of all the things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and cast them into a furnace and a lake of fire. And then the righteous shine forth as in the kingdom of the Father, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Do we want to have ears to hear and eyes to see? Do we want to live in reality or in what the world interprets as reality? Because I don't think the world as it is reality. Do you agree? I don't know. God's reputation is very great. He lives upon Mount Zion. He pronounces a sentence from heaven, and the earth trembles and it stands. And it will be silent before him. You stand up to punish the evildoers and defend the meek of the earth. Man's futile wrath will bring you glory. You will use it as an ornament to fulfill all your vows that you made to God. And let everyone bring him presents. He should be revered and feared. For he cuts down princes and does awesome things to all of the kings of the earth. For God's reputation is good. I will cut off the strength of evil men, says the Lord, and I will increase the power of good men in their place. I call and I call and I call to them that they would listen. There can be no joy on the day where they are overwhelmed and longing for his help. He is the God of miracles and wonders and still will demonstrate awesome power. God has redeemed us who are the sons of Jacob and of Joseph by his might. When the Red Sea saw you and how it was feared, it trembled to its depths. Your road will lead by a pathway through the sea, a pathway no one even knew was ever there. There was thunder in the whirlwind. The lightning lighted up the world, and the earth did tremble and shake. But you led your people along that road that no one knew was there, that pathway. Along that road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. So, my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I'm saying, for I will show you lessons from our history, from long ago, secrets hidden until now, stories handed down from generation to generation, the truths, so you can describe to the glorious deeds of Jehovah God to all and to your children in season and out of season, in good times, all about the mighty miracles that God did. For he gave his laws to Israel to teach them to his children not to forget the glorious miracles he did. Not to flee or refuse to follow his ways. He commanded the skies to open. He opened the windows of heaven. On the day that he rained down manna for their food, and he gave them bread for heaven, from heaven, and they ate angels' food. He gave them all, everything that they could hold. He raised up clouds of birds, and those who were grumblers, he rose up against them and even killed the finest of Israel's young men. Their hearts were far away from God, and he remembered all of the promises that they had made and did not keep. All the way they said, we love you, God, but they were never demonstrated in this time. We love you, God, by coming to church on Sunday and giving 10%. But they never went and helped the widow. They never clothed the poor. They never fed the hungry. They never went and visited the prisoner or the slighted person. They turned away. So God has to limit his blessings for those. And again, they turned away and tempted God to kill them. And limited the Holy One of Israel from giving them his blessing. They have forgotten his power and his love and how he has rescued them. Do not forget God, for he can turn rivers of water into blood so that no one can drink. No one knows the plans of God or the severity of the plans he has for the wicked. But he hears the prayers of the righteous, and they are a pleasant, good sight to him. And he hears their reports, and it gives him happiness and health. And he wishes those that are grumblers and bring discord among the brethren, which makes him very unhappy. If you profit from constructive criticism, you will be elected to the wise men of the Hall of Fame. Do not be critical. And do not reject this criticism, for it is to help you, not to harm you. And it is for your own best interest. For it is only in humility and reverence for the Lord will make you both wise and honored. We can all make plans to be great in man's world, but it is God's final outcome that will come true. For all is in his hands. Even if you try to prove over and over and over that you're right and he is wrong, the only one you need to convince is God. And God says, commit your work to the Lord, and everything you do then will be successful. For it is pride that disgusts me. Proud men will be punished. Iniquity is atoned for by mercy and truth. And all who come to me and plead for mercy, all this internal fighting was against God. And it is a plague among the nations. And it makes God very unhappy. And in 2 Chronicles 15:7, it says, but you, good men of Judah, keep up the good work and don't get discouraged, for you will be rewarded. Stay away from those arguers and those grumblers. They will not help you. We should make good plans, counting on God to direct us. God will help all who judge fairly and accept that they make mistakes. God demands fairness in every business deal. He establishes this principle first. He rejoices when his people are truthful and fair. The anger of the king is a messenger of death. And a foolish king, wise men will not listen to. The foolish king is a messenger of death. And wise men will not appeal him, appease him, cater to him, or listen to him. This wisdom is much better than gold or silver, because this evil man is a messenger of death. God says the path of godly men leads away from evil. And pride, this prideful king, and this haughtiness within him without humbleness, he will fall. For God says pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. Only wisdom is the power of life to those who possess it. But a fool, his wisdom and his burden is in his own folly. He will fall to his own destruction. He doesn't listen. God said, I will certainly be with you. I will certainly be with you. This is the proof I am the one who is coming and led the people out of Egypt so that they would worship God upon my mountain. Tell them, Jehovah, the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me to you. And my eternal name is to be used throughout generation and generation. Call together all of the elders of Israel and tell them about Jehovah appearing. To you, he appeared in this burning bush that he said to you, I have visited my people and have seen what is happening to them in Egypt. And I promise to rescue them from all the humiliation they are going through to take them out to the land now occupied. But they won't believe me when I tell them. And I will see to it that the Egyptians will give you gifts when you leave so that you will by no means go out empty-handed. They won't believe me. They'll say, God never appeared to you. I never talked to you. What do you mean? What do you have there in your hand? A shepherd's rod. Threw it down on the ground, the Lord told him. So he threw it down and it became a serpent and Moses ran from it. And the Lord God said, grab it by the tail. And he did and it became a rod in his hand so that they will believe you, the Lord said. The God of Abraham, the God of your ancestors, Isaac and Jacob, has really appeared to you. Reach your hand inside your robe next to your chest, and when he did, he took it out, and it was white, had leprosy. And then he said, put it back in, and Jehovah said, when he did, and he took it out, and it was normal, just as it was before. If they don't believe the first miracle, they will believe the second miracle. I will take water from the Nile and pour it upon the dry land, and it will turn to blood. I will turn it to blood. So seek the Lord. Plant the good seeds while you still can. The seeds of righteousness. And you will reap a crop of love and plow the hard ground of all of the hearts. For now it is the time to seek the Lord that he may come and shower all of the blessings that he has waiting for you. Do not make promises you don't intend to keep. For therefore there will be a punishment like a spring among them who make promises and don't keep them. They're like poisonous weeds in the furrow of the field. Plant good seeds only of righteousness in the last days. And don't leave the Lord out of your life in the last days. For it is pity that the Lord feels for all of those in pain. Their problems were so great, they didn't know what to do or where to go. They were like sheep without a shepherd, lost. He said, the harvest is so great and the workers are so few. So pray that the one in charge of harvesting, and ask him to recruit all of his workers for this harvest. And announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near, even in now. And take out the authority that he has given to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of sickness and disease. Freely you have been given, freely you have received. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Be as weary and wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. For in the days to come, the world will be tempest-tossed. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and only the things that cannot be shaken will remain. And only those who have the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who witnessed and said, I will not bow down to any other god but my God. And even if I go through the fire, even if you put me in this fire and my God does not appear to me, I still will not bow down to you. For it will only be that kind of faith that the turtle dove who will sing can hear. Be good and flee evil, and then live. The Lord of God of hosts will truly be your helper in these final days, as you have claimed him. Hate evil and love good. Remodel all of your courts and halls of justice to yield the harvest of good. And let the Lord God of hosts have mercy on all the people who will remain. There will be crying in all of the streets and on every road. Call for the farmers to weep. Call for them to weep with you too. Call for professional mourners to weep and wail and lament. In that day there will be sorrow and crying in every single vineyard. For I will pass through the vineyard and I will destroy. And then the people will say, if only the day of the Lord were here and God would deliver us from all of our foes. But you have no idea what you ask. For that day will not be light or prosperity, but it will be darkness and it will be doom. And it will be a terrible darkness. And it will be for you and all upon the earth. Not a ray of joy will happen in that day, or hope. None will shine in that day. It will be as like a man who is chased by a lion and then met by a bear, or a man in the dark was leaning against the wall, trying to make his way in the darkness, and then all of a sudden, the adder, the tail of the snake is what he's holding. That will be a dark and hopeless day. I hate to show you, but you must honor God. I hate your show and pretense, your hypocrisy, and your honoring me with your religious feasts and your solemn assemblies. I will not accept your burnt honor offerings and your thank offerings, and I will not look at your offerings of peace. I will not hear those singing hymns of praise and prayers at those feasts, and I believe that there are just noise in my ears. I don't listen to that kind of music. I don't care how lovely it is. When you go in and you give your tithes and your offerings in the church and you don't humble yourself before me, you don't help others, and you don't witness to anyone about me. Your words are close to me, but your hearts are far from me. I want to see a mighty flood of justice, a mighty flood and a torrent of doing good. Your real interest has been in your heathen gods, in Sukkoth, your king, and in Kaiwan, your god of the stars, and in all the images of them you made. So you will send them into captivity with you far to the east of Damascus, says the Lord God of hosts. For the Lord commanded this, that the homes, both great and small, should be smashed to pieces. Can horses plow on rocks? When you make a mockery of God, there is a swarm of locusts coming to destroy. And just as stupid as your rejoicing is how great you are when you are less than nothing and priding yourself on your own teeny power, there's a basket of fruit. Some of it is very good and some of it is very bad. This is what the Lord God has shown. The locust army comes to destroy. Even then, if you turn and say, is there hope? Is hope so small? So you must pray so that as a group together, that the prayers of all of the righteous can be heard in the heavens as a mighty nation, as a royal priesthood predestinated before the foundations of the world, singing together so that the Lord would defer this mighty day yet again, so that the Lord relented and did not fulfill this vision, and he would say, I won't do it, he said. For the fire had been shown to Amos. The water was a devouring fire, devouring the entire land of those who turned against him. He sent a plumb line, and the angels are out there. So be blessed today and talk to one of them. Ask them to be a hedge around you, protection. The words of God touch your heart today in a mighty way. And you take someone else along the way. God bless you. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in today. Be a blessing to someone. Hope to see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.